All right, you know Richard Marx from all the great hit songs he's written for himself. Should Have Known Better, Right Here Waiting, Endless Summer Nights, and on and on and on. But, you know, he's also written hit songs for people like Ringo Starr, Daughtry, Kenny Loggins, NSYNC. He wrote This I Promise You. And he also wrote To Where You Are for Josh Groban. So he's done it all, and he's back now with his own CD called Songwriter. And he's got a hit song on it already, so... Hello there, Richard.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Richard. Now, do you remember when we met back in 2001 at Croton Point Park in Westchester for WHUD's Summerfest?
If I say I did and I lie, are you gonna? No, of course, and I don't remember. I actually don't remember that one.
Oh, and I've got a picture to prove it.
I'd love to see the picture. Was my hair like the size of New Jersey?
Your brand new CD called Songwriter is out now. I'm curious. When you're writing a song, do you have someone in mind to sing it, or is it your song until it's not your song? How does that all work?
That's a good question. You know, usually when I start writing a song purely from inspiration, as opposed to what you just sort of described, where somebody says, hey, can you write a song for NSYNC, which I did years ago, or I'm going to go write a song. Like if I set up a writing appointment with an artist, whether it's Keith Urban or Chris Daughtry or any of these people that I've written with, when I start writing ideas to present to them, I'm 100% thinking of them. I'm writing it with them in mind. And I'm trying to come up with something that I think would be really cool for them that is different than what they've done, but still fits in their vibe, right? I usually don't have anybody in mind when I start to work on when it first comes to me. It's just a piece of music. And I guess if anything, the answer to your long-winded answer to your question, probably the most instinctive thing is that it's for me. Whatever it is that I've come up with is probably something I'm going to sing. Now that said, when I start fleshing it out, I might go, oh, you know what, this would be even better for Michael Bublé or the whoever. And it isn't until I start fleshing it out that I start to think, should I pitch this song to somebody else? Should I reach out and see if they want to co-write it with me? Or in a lot of cases, I go, oh no, I have to sing this song. This is personal. The lyric that I'm working on is meaningful to me. The songs, each of them reveal themselves at some point very clearly. There's never any confusion. If I think it's going to be could be a really big smash, I definitely give it away at this point. I'd rather give it to some young artist who's actually on the radio.
Well, you're still on the radio here at WHUD. We're about to play your new tune from the Songwriter CD called Same Heartbreak, Different Day. Tell us how this came about.
The only thing more exciting than having a song back on the charts is having a song back in the charts that I co-wrote with one of my sons. So I wrote Same Heartbreak, Different Day with my middle son, Lucas, and a friend of ours named Michael Jade, who's another young singer-songwriter who's amazing. The thing is that Lucas and Michael Jade are best friends themselves. So I said, why don't the three of us see what we come up with? So we got in a room at Lucas's house, and I think we wrote and recorded Same Heartbreak, Different Day in one day. The whole thing was done by that night. It was just the most effortless song to write and record. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I've never had the experience of writing a song and thinking, oh, this is a hit. I've never experienced that. I just write songs that I like. So I'm not a hit predictor at all. But I did feel like, oh, this is probably the single. This is probably the song that I want to be the first representative of this project. I just fell in love with that song. And there's a, you know, I love the whole album. But there's something about Same Heartbreak that just really appeals to me as a listener.
At 100.7 WHUD.
Baby, can't even talk about it. My head is feeling crowded.